T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That might be up for Oscar noms maybe next
Wait,
year.
It's The Crown season 8. Right? I'll watch that.
But joining us on the phone is Tim Lammers to talk about the Oscar nods that happened this morning. We'll have to wait for the Harry and Meghan story. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Jordana. And, you know, it's funny enough, I said the exact same thing to my wife because she's a fan of The Crown. I said, this got to be a future season of The Crown for Harry and Meghan.
Right?
But then we're looking at Emmy nominations, not Oscar nominations.
Oh, I guess so. That's true. That's true.
Good point. All right. That's why you're there, to keep us in line.
So I didn't get a chance to watch. And what I was listening to on the radio got a little boring with film editing and, you know, obscure background noise, Oscar, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that's why you're here to just give us the goods.
Well, yeah, and you know, those obscure categories, or those less technical categories,
right,
those bolster numbers. So you get films like 1917, The Irishman, Joker, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Actually, Joker had 11 nominations, and the rest of those that I mentioned had 10. So that's why it's a big deal to them. I mean, those are that's a pile of nominations for each film. And the good thing for these films is that, and for the general public, a lot of people of the general public have seen these films. And you know, if you go by past Oscars, there's usually a film in there where not a lot of people, you know, can connect with mm-hmm. what's going on, because it's like only the Academy has seen this. So I think this is good as far as potential viewership in the next few weeks.
Hey, Tim, can you talk a little bit about 1917? I'm intrigued by the movie, the way it was shot.
Right.
The cinematography, from what I understand, and please explain this to me and to our listeners, what makes this movie such a cinematic masterpiece?
Well, you know, and I reviewed this on Friday, and I was thrilled to talk about it then.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thrilled to talk about it now with all the nominations it got, including Best Picture, including Best Director for Sam Mendes. What he did was he created the movie to give it the illusion that it was done in one shot. So,
wow,
you are following these two young soldiers, British soldiers, World War I, on a suicide mission across enemy lines on foot, 6 miles, where they have to deliver a message to the 1,600 troops. They are going to get ambushed unless they get this message to call off their advance. So I guess the interesting thing is, you feel like you're there with these two soldiers. You're literally following them through the trenches. You're following them across the decimated landscapes, across the booby traps, into the bunkers, you know, where they're encountering sniper fire and bombs and everything like that. So, of course, they couldn't shoot a film like this in one day. So you have some very crafty, invisible editing going on that digitally puts all these scenes together, and it does not, there isn't one edit in the entire film.
That's amazing.
You're with these guys the entire way. And you're right, Paul, what you've heard, it is a visual masterpiece.
Wow.
That's
wow,
amazing.
Wow. Reminds me a little bit of Dunkirk. You got some of that same effect of being there.
Tim, I heard J-Lo did not get nominated, which I think is a Shonda. What were some of the other bigger snubs?
Well, you had Jennifer Lopez, who right from before the film came out, they said, oh, Best Supporting Actress
right.
nomination. Honestly, Kathy Bates hasn't been getting as much love as I thought she would. She got nominated for Richard Jewell, so I'm glad for that.
I didn't see that
but
yet.
Nicole Kidman for Bombshell. Margot Robbie did get mm-hmm. nominated for Bombshell, but so you could consider that a snub. Frozen 2, you thought that was going to be a shoe-in for Best Animated Film. It was not nominated. You also have Lupita Nyong'o, who was a Screen Actors Guild nominee for Best Female Actor in a Leading Role for Us, the horror film. Mm-hmm. And that is a genre that the Academy generally stays away from. So that probably hurt her today. So those are amongst the biggest ones. Robert De Niro was not nominated for The Irishman, and I have to admit, I wasn't as surprised because nobody has been nominating him for this lead role, and I think he really deserves it.
Okay.
Tim's going to join us again tomorrow to talk about streaming, movies, and TV. Tim, thanks for the Oscar update.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. I got a bloody good title to review tomorrow with streaming. That's all the hint I'm going to give you.
Bloody sounds like horror again. Yes. He's killing me. We love you, Tim. We love you, buddy.
Or it could be, we'll talk with you tomorrow.
Could be politics.
Could be. That's true.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.